question is, are you ready to march?
Yeah.
Understand what the force is like.
Saturday, March 18th, 2006. Thousands of Bostonians took to the streets to mark the third anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. In an effort to engage communities of color in the anti-war movement, organizers arranged for the kickoff rally to begin in Dudley Park at Blue Hill Avenue, in the heart of Roxbury. It was a successful strategy as a beautiful rainbow of humanity marched for peace. I am Chuck Rosina, inviting you to stay tuned for Impressions of the Day. As folks gathered for the kickoff rally at 11 a.m. in Roxbury, they were welcomed by an array of speakers, ranging from Haitian activists to supporters of gay rights, immigrant rights, and even Iraqi war veterans. Although their personal issues varied, they were united behind the theme of stopping the war. Martha Rodriguez is a Puerto Rican and Palestinian activist.
We have an experience with this government's colonial violence and a history with that violence, which, if examined, will allow us to play a crucial role in bringing this abominable war against the Iraqis and the Afghans to a screeching halt. Let us never forget that the aggressions of the settler state that is now this country began with the aggressions of against Native American people and African people, which cost millions of their lives, not to mention the theft of their culture, their land, and their wealth. We need only take into account the bombing against MOVE and the criminal bombings against Vieques in order to see the criminality of the carpet bombings that the United States has been inflicting on Iraq since 1991. We need only remember the racist neglect of the people of Katrina in order to have an idea of the criminal disregard this country observes towards the people it bombs, tortures, and rapes in Iraq. We need to stop criminalizing the Iraqi resistance, because as people who are connected to the violence that is being inflicted on Iraq, we have no right to dictate how the Iraqis respond to U.S. aggression. And most of all, we need to remember that letters to Congress, that even once a year demonstrations, that negative polls don't force this government to listen to anybody. We need to take a lesson from Vietnam and understand that when we bring the kind of cost to this government that makes the waging of the war more costly than the profits they anticipated by the occupation, they will get out of Iraq. And we will do this by turning our streets into a virtual camps of obstruction and resistance. Victory to the Iraqi resistance. Long live the Intifada. Viva Puerto Rico Libre.
Martha Rodriguez speaking at the kickoff rally marking the third